Testing, 1, 2, testing. That is so cool.
What's that?
I've just worked out, so this little left knob on your console blocks the left headphone.
Wow, that's side. Very strange.
This is fascinating stuff. Welcome to the
You're
podcast.
You're stopping.
Stopping what?
You're playing with my... Stop it.
Stop it.
He's somehow worked out how to make it go back into my ear again.
Just when you think you know a knob.
I thought I finally worked out a knob.
All right. Well, considering we're here, let's dive into it.
I think, like, if you were growing up with Pete, Pete's the kind of kid who you'd say something and he would copy you and you'd be like, stop repeating me. Stop repeating me. Stop saying what I'm saying. Stop saying what. Stop it. Stop it. Yeah. And he would keep going and he would never run out of energy.
No, God, no.
Are we in the podcast, by the way? Is this?
Yes.
We're always behind the scenes. Extra bits.
Must have picked up the massive inhale that Rami just did again.
Yeah.
Did I do it again?
You do a lot of inhales.
I'm sorry, I'm breathing, guys.
Stop breathing, all right?
Look, he's just making up for the fact his pug can't breathe. Oh, poor little tiny nostrils.
I told him to be quiet last night because I was sitting on the couch watching Charmed and he was breathing overly loud.
Sorry, is this 1990? What's happened?
Oh, I told Pete the other day I'm binge watching Charmed at the moment on Stan.
We got onto the subject of, oh, yeah, how long were the episodes? Oh, what? No, 15, 20, 40-minute episodes.
Wow.
Yeah. Charmed went for an hour, including the ads.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many seasons?
Eight seasons.
What? Eight fucking seasons?
What? There's eight seasons?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Maybe it is good.
Started in 1999 and went through till about 2007, I believe.
I'm going to remember that in case it comes up
mysteries from the other side in 15 minutes.
Well, it's just such a bittersweet moment because when I was a child, I wasn't allowed to watch Charmed.
Really?
And I had to record it.
Were you evoking the devil?
Mum was asleep. Well, I was a demon child. And Mum wasn't allowing me to watch it.
Really?
Yeah. And so now I'm like... You can't do anything about it.
In high school whose parents wouldn't let her watch The Simpsons, and we were in like probably year 10 or 11, and I just thought, I know that they make like jokes about certain things, but come on.
It's pretty like...
I think it's more
for the littler ones, it's about Bart's kind of brattish behaviour that parents don't want, you know, kids to follow.
I came across...
Hello, Mr. Thompson.
Have you guys ever come across Simpsons porn?
No. Do we really want to go down? Where would we come across?
Do we really want to go down this rabbit hole?
Were you on Pornhub?
No. I can't remember when it was. I came across some Simpsons porn once. And you can just never unsee that.
Yeah.
That was quite like...
Oh, yeah, wow.
Selma and...
Are you looking at it over there?
Google it on the work computer.
Did you just Google it on the work computer?
No.
So that makes two of us in the studio that haven't.
Thank goodness. Just you and me, I'd like to stay that way, yeah, K-Rod.
Yeah. Well, on the topic of porn,
what have we got?
What am I into?
You know what I'm into?
This is the type of porn I'm into.
Yeah.
Lounge porn. I love a Harvey Norman catalogue. Do you look at lounges, like those really sexy lounges that are like $4,000 plus that you can't afford and you never purchase?
Yeah.
And I look at those and I'm like, oh my God, that lounge looks so good. It's kind of like renovation porn is what I'm into.
That is very relatable. Jay, my partner and I haven't bought a house yet. We're in the market soon, but we've already got the couch we want. Like, we haven't bought it, but like, we know
but
what we're getting.
We know. And I bet it's like, you can't wait for it. You think about it.
Yeah.
You think about how you're going to dress it and undress it.
Oh, 100%.
Honestly. Like, it's a thing.
You know what? Well, I didn't know I was into that porn until now.
Couch porn.
Yeah. Well, we had a whole bunch of topics that we were going to cover off in this podcast.
This is better, though.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to list off four of them, and I want you guys to choose one because it's
porn.
A Friday.
I choose porn.
Well, actually, there would be five on the list.
Okay.
So we've got...
Who couldn't choose?
St. Patrick's Day. It's number one.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we've done that. Covered it off pretty well.
Today is World Sleep Day. We can talk about World Sleep Day.
Hello.
The third one we can list off is Pete's Present for Liz, a bit of an update. We just wanted to check in.
Oh. Okay. Yep, sure.
And the fourth
one...
We can check in on that in one second.
Pete, have you done anything for Liz yet?
Fantastic. Okay. Well, we'll cross that one off the list. The fourth one is the guy who broke his dick. And then the fifth one.
Do you know what I thought was interesting is that I think when I saw that article come up today, that's a bit rich.
I guess we're locking that one in.
No, but it's just when I saw it come up, from memory it said, I think I broke my penis.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I mean, I don't know. You four can tell me. Do you think you would know rather than I think? Would it be an assumption, or would you be like,
I feel like we've chosen the subject.
Yes.
Okay, so we're on.
All right.
So now, we're talking about
breaking penises. Okay. Question. Oh, there's no
bone.
More of a statement. There's no bone in the penis.
But I think
you can
still
damage it like in that way.
I think they still call it a break.
Is that only if you have a foreskin?
No, I've heard about it snapping.
Yes.
Oh, the muscle snaps.
The thought of that makes me like it, curl up into a ball.
Yeah, it feels.
But the upside is you can fuck around corners.
It's called a penis fracture.
Yes.
Penis fracture.
Fracture.
Oh, God.
Oh, I just typed in, okay, I was trying to do the cheat because I think I might have seen it on Perth Now or something earlier. And
it
while
was
I've
on
got
Perth
my laptop
now, yes.
here, I thought it'd be faster if I just Google broken penis and then click news. And it's just come up saying, no news found for broken penis.
Nothing
like,
at all.
Ever.
It feels like a story that comes up, one of those that comes up quite, you know, every year or so.
Mm.
Well, this particular article was basically a guy asking for help because he wasn't sure.
Ooh. Rami just showed. Rami just showed me horrific images,
Oh my god!
I was not ready for that.
That is a broken penis.
Hang on, can I just, Rami?
You'd be out for 6 to 8 weeks.
When people hurt themselves,
I'm not looking at the photo,
and they have something in a bandage.
Yeah.
The polite way to handle that is to go, oh, do you want to see my wound?
Yes.
Or like, do you want to see? And you get the choice to go, no, that's something that completely grosses me out.
That's true.
You just put your wound in front of me.
Do you know why?
On screen. And that was icky.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I love you. I know you'd give me something.
We're on a podcast.
That's disgusting. You can just Google broken penis and go to images.
Kimber's nicely saying never to do it again.
Yes.
His penis broken. He
now show me again.
Broken vagina.
Pain was unbearable and it now looks like there's a bend in it.
Yeah.
He's worried about having sex with his partner again, even though she said it'll be fine.
I feel like you should probably go and get a doctor's opinion on that before your partner says
it's fine. I want to know how they fix it. Like, is it stitches? Is it staples? Do they put a splint in it? Like, what's the deal?
Put it in a cast.
In a cast?
I'm going to tell you. Sign. Apparently, there are 3 tubes or cylinders in the penis.
Yeah.
And trauma to the penis is common when it's erect, obviously. And so a fracture is rare, but because it doesn't have the bones, it can still be fractured. So basically, they say one of those cylinders can bend during thrusting.
Oh, my God.
And that's how it happens.
One of the what cylinders?
Well, the cylinders are what the spongy muscle that fills with blood when your penis becomes erect.
Are you a doctor? It's the glasses. It's the Stacey Vaux effect.
Tracy
Vaux.
Oh, yeah. Steve.
Stacey Vaux, Tracy Vaux.
We love you,
Tracy. Referring to whenever Tracy Vaux, and if you're listening to this, you see a Nine News report where Tracy Vaux is presenting something about finance.
Yes.
It's glasses and straight hair.
Yes. So we call her Stacey Vaux.
Yes.
The smarter twin.
Oh, my God. There's an average age for a penile fracture. It's around the age of 31.
Oh, thank God.
How old are you, Rami?
Yeah, Rami.
I'm 32 this year.
Oh, my God. No, you're old now.
Watch your cylinders.
I mean, just listening to this.
So I'll go to the mechanic.
You're a few years away.
I don't want to get to that age. But I am never having sex
But if
again.
That happens,
yeah, I'm done.
If that happens, Kerrod, I'm always here to help you.
Thank you.
You know, Kerrod, I feel like that when I don't know what it's like to be hit in the plums, and I know that makes all of you feel uncomfortable because I get it. I've heard the stories and I believe you. But I feel exactly the same way when people talk about childbirth.
Mm.
Like it is just...
Oh, the word tearing came up.
Do you know in year 8 they made us watch a video and I witnessed that?
Tearing?
We watched a video of a woman giving birth and we saw her tear. And I don't think I would ever.
Bloody hell. I just want to do algebra.
Right? Even I would have chosen algebra.
Hardcore.
It was really full on. I remember thinking, why are we watching this? But, you know, school's different now. I don't think you could get away with that now.
Maybe not.
You wouldn't be able to show that video.
I think I half understood this before. Wait, so you a woman actually
tears.
Tears.
The vagina tears.
But I thought the vagina was so elastic.
Yeah, but darling, I mean, you're basically pushing a watermelon out of something that's like, it still only has a certain structure to it. And so some, lots of women tear.
And some women have different, like different women have different elasticity. Is
yeah,
that?
And also sizes. The size of babies.
Baby and whether it's your first. I mean, just like your butthole tears sometimes with a big poo.
Mine never does.
It's just skin. It can tear.
And so it can just be very painful. And
this has been a very uncomfortable podcast. I don't know if you've seen me squirming around the desk here.
Kieran has been squirming the whole time, but you're right. We all feel a bit gross.
We've covered a lot of... Let's talk about something fun and fluffy.
It's a nice day outside today. What's on the podcast,
guys? It's going to be 36.
Is it?
On Monday. On Monday,
36. Degrees in, what are we? Mid-March.
We were over this.
What?
Fuck. I can't sleep in the heat, and I've been sleeping so well, sort of.
Do you think the problem might be that you never take off that puffer jacket? Maybe if you stop
I'll try and stop sleeping in it.
Walking around like a torn arsehole this long.
What is on the podcast though, guys?
Noisy neighbours.
The noise of my bin.
Yep.
See, I am being courteous to the neighbours. I am.
As in the rubbish bins.
Yeah, because you could hear how terrible it is.
Yeah.
Justin Longmuir, the coach of the Fremantle Dockers, was back.
He's back.
He's back, baby. Good luck. Up the Dockers this weekend. Let's go.
Power outage.
Shut up, Robbie. Stop it.
I love him.
Yes, power outage.
Yes.
The power went out.
Mm-hmm. We talked about the Perth College video clip. Mm. They made that beautiful song called Heritage.
How does it go?
It's a very sweet, in fact, it's been in my head for a little while.
What were you forced to be part of, which essentially is what Kerrod's going through right now.
Yeah.
I didn't even want to be here. Yeah.
So true.
And a real... genuine Irish jig for what a week.
That was great.
Twice.
Wrapping up a week of Ed Sheeran. Sorry,
it was going to be Galway Girl or The Cause,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes.
I mean, who are the other Irish artists? There must be some better ones than that.
Zombies.
Cranberries.
Cranberries.
Yeah.
You too. I totally forgot about them.
Yeah. Bono. It's a fun game. Do we have any others? Quick.
Simple Minds.
What did you call me?
That was very quick.
Thank you.
That was very
enjoy
good.
The podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Live from Dirty Nelly's for St. Patrick's Day, it's Matt's What a Week.
What a week, what a week, what a week, what a busy old week. The week in Perth, yeah.
Matt, this morning is at Dirty Nelly's. Good morning to you, Matty.
Good morning to you guys. Happy St. Pat's Day once again. It's going off here, mate. It's fantastic.
How's loving the crack?
Oh, the crack's great. Come back. Thanks for asking.
What's the deal with What a Week today, mate?
Well, as you know, I'm going to reflect the week that was in Perth, and I just thought, well, you know, got to do it some Pat style, right? So yeah. That's what I did.
Going to sing about Perth this week in a way that reflects in a way it's St. Patrick's Day. Hopefully a laugh might even make you think. In the end, doesn't matter because we'll hit the drink. We all got excited about the nuclear subs, unless it brings Chinese missiles raining down from above. Yeah, the Oscars went off without even a slap, but somehow without the slap, it was lacking the crack. Those poor little ones at Highgate Primary, not enough toilets there holding on to their wee. Old Mark McGowan had to wash out his mouth when he dropped the F-bomb there at Parliament House. Gonna sing about Perth this week in a way that reflects in a way it's St. Patrick's Day. Hopefully a laugh might even make you think. In the end doesn't matter cause we'll hit the drink. Everything will be okay. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Now the Bolognese cops, they've had quite enough of drunk Aussies riding badly on the hired scooters. All the kids stressing out, doing well as they can. Heads full of this test, and when they do the nap plan. Footy kicks off, will the Dockers be good? Will the Eagles rebuild, be as rebuilt as it should? Now I'm reaching the limits of what I can rhyme. It's probably good, cause I'm technically at the end of my time. Gonna sing about Perth this week in a way that reflects in a way it's St. Patrick's Day. Hopefully a laugh might even make you think. In the end doesn't matter, cause we'll hit the drink. Everything will be okay. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Forget about the news today. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Wednesday night is a big night in my house.
Yeah? What happens?
It's bin night.
Wow. It's,
it's bin
real,
night.
It's a real riot.
You know why? Because it's really important to remember bin night, because as soon as you've forgotten it, I'm basically having to live with my filth for another week. Mm-hmm. And that is because if I wake up on the Thursday morning, like yesterday morning, you wake up and you go, it's too early when we leave the house to put the bin out if you forgot the night before, right? Because it's sort of, you know, it's 4:30 in the morning and I don't want to disturb my neighbours by putting the bin out.
Oh, it shouldn't be too bad. I mean, bins aren't that loud, especially when they're full. And what's the drive? I mean, my driveway's like what? 5 metres. So, oh, okay. I mean, is it really that big a deal?
Okay, or... I want you to know that in the past, I tried it once in the morning where I felt so bad about disturbing my neighbours that I carried my bin. Like, I put my arms around my red bin, how disgusting, and held it against my body and carried it to the curb. Right, because I'm just trying to be courteous.
You must be the most fun neighbour to sit in your house behind your curtains and watch. I swear to God.
I'm trying to be courteous.
Right.
Because I feel like if I don't do it in time, like I sort of feel like there's a window. After 9:30 at night, it's too late. I live on the back of a block. And I thought you're going to judge me on this and you're going to say, oh, the bin's not that noisy. I knew that's what you'd say.
Yeah.
So yesterday I recorded me bringing my bins back in. So that you could understand that this is the noise that people hear if you do your bins outside of what I consider the regulated hours.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Here we go. This is still my driveway.
Do you live on cobblestones or something?
It's a really long driveway.
In some sort of like... some sort of really small mid-century European town right now, or what?
I'm not there yet. Shh.
What the hell?
Hang on, there's one ready to go. Oh, that's one in place. And I'm just going to put the other one in its place.
This is still going.
It sounds like thunder.
It sounds like you live out in bloody past Swan Valley on some... property full of gravel. That's what it sounds like. That's ridiculous.
Normal, it's a normal battle axe block with a normal paved driveway, and that's how it sounds. And that is why I try to be a courteous neighbour. And I'm just going, why do other people? Because at 10:30 at night, you can see why I was saying that guy wasn't in the right space to be doing it then.
Nothing about that's normal.
Yeah,
nothing
okay.
about what we just played is normal.
We want to know about the noisy neighbours that might be just making noise, possibly out of hours. Tony. Sorry, Claire. Tony, if you could just talk over the bins.
Tony Wellard, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Tony.
You had a neighbour that was a bit noisy, Tony.
Oh, did I ever? What Luckily, they've moved. But whilst they were living next to me, it was an absolute nightmare.
What was it?
Well, the particular fellow, I'm pretty sure he had suffered from OCD. So there's an upside to that. His garden and his place always looked immaculate.
Oh, however, beautiful.
The consequences for it looking immaculate was lack of sleep, etc., because it normally took place before 7 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, no.
And particularly the blower.
The blower. Seven?
Yeah.
The leaf blower can be heard streets away.
Goodness, can it just. Anyway, so he'd blow all the stuff out into the street in the hope that, you know, the street sweeper's going to come along and sweep it up. As long as it wasn't in his yard, long as it was past the perimeter, he was fine with it.
Yeah.
But I got to the point, I said to him one day, could you please not start so early? Because I infrequently had to do night shift and it was just way too early.
Because even if you didn't do night shift, it's completely inhumane.
But I also asked, well, why are you just blowing it around? Why don't you actually suck it up? Because it's just going to blow back.
Yeah.
You know, it didn't matter. As long as it was past his perimeter, he didn't mind. But one of the days after he did actually get the bag to, you know, suck it up as opposed to blow it away, I actually caught him not just sucking up the leaves off the lawn, but actually out of the tree. The ones that were turning, you know, the ones that were brown, about to fall on the lawn,
he
sucked them out of the tree before they actually got to them.
I see that as proactive. I'm like, oh, that's not a terrible idea, actually.
At 3 o'clock in the morning, you see that as proactive.
Not that early.
That's okay. Right, just keep taking. Is that your other bin now?
You see why I carry it.
When Pete, Matt and Kimber want to get that Freo Dockers feeling, they go straight to the top. Please welcome Dockers coach, Justin Longmore.
Glad to have him back in the chair for the 2023 season. The coach of the Fremantle Dockers, Justin Longmuir. Good morning, mate.
G'day. Glad to be back. It's good to be in the hot seat again.
Oh, we're thrilled. I mean, we're astounded. Both you and Oscar Allen have returned. So we are sort of like, we haven't stuffed it up yet, Pete.
What kind of means did you enjoy yourself with us last year?
Well, I was just glad you guys offered me to come back.
He's just so humble.
What'd you get up to over the very short off season?
It's good just to be able to go to work and not have the pressures of games, I suppose, and just went to America off season.
How was that?
That was in October. It was good. Yeah, I took the family over there and got a bit of downtime with them, which was good to reconnect. And then the other coaches came over and did a bit of PD. So we went and visited some sporting clubs and hung out with some, hung out with the US Olympic Committee and did a few things around America. So that was pretty cool.
And an incredible tax write-off.
Yeah. Did you meet any major, PD is professional development, right?
Yeah.
Did you meet any major, like, US sporting stars? Did you cross paths with anyone that we'd know their name?
Oh, well, yeah, we sat courtside and watched the Dallas Mavericks train.
Wow.
And, got about a meter away from Luca at one stage.
Really?
Yeah. He's a bit of a dude.
mate, let's turn our minds to this weekend. It's round one, but I just want to quickly start with last night. What a way to get the season underway. Did you see the draw? Can you hardly believe it?
Yeah, it's pretty weird way to start the year, not having a winner on the first game. The ball was pinging around and the ball was moving really fast. But no one could score. It was a unique game last night.
What kind of energy do your guys go out with in the early games? Is it sort of like you've just opened the door and the Labradors have got out and they're so enthusiastic they're tripping over themselves? Or are they sort of just nervous to get out there?
No, more the first one.
Yeah.
I remember Caleb Sarong, it was about a week after Christmas, he came into my office and goes, sick of training against ourselves. I just want to play against another team. And I'm like, mate, we've still got 6 weeks before we play against another team. Just calm the farm. And then they've been like that for the last couple of weeks. They're ready to go. They want to get out there and play. So we've probably been trying to hold them back, keep the front door shut. And Sunday we'll open it and let them free. Yeah.
Well, I mean, speaking of playing against, you know, getting out there, of course, as you mentioned, yes, it is this Sunday. It's away, and it's away against St Kilda under Ross Lyon, right? The former coach of the Fremantle Dockers. Now, I'm sure there's the standard answer of, you know, you're taking it, it's the game and all that sort of stuff. But has he factored in at all in any conversation back at Fremantle?
Well, not in my conversations, really. Like, yeah, I sort of know the way Ross used to coach, but I'm sort of expecting him to be different. He's been 3 years out of the game, and I think he's a pretty astute guy, so he would have been looking at the trends and he would have adjusted some of his things that he would have coached with in the past. And to be honest, I've never met the guy. Never really crossed paths really to say g'day or have a conversation. So, yeah, he's just one of the other 17 coaches for me.
Yeah, right.
Even though I respect what he's done for the footy club. So.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. You've got that magic trick that you've been working on with the guys, that whole routine that you're pulling out. He's got no clue.
One other thing I just wanted to mention. Alex Pierce looks like he's got a few extra curls in his hair this season.
Had the rollers in.
Yeah, now that he's got the captaincy, mate.
I do look forward to the first week where everyone's had new cuts.
Yeah.
Want to see what everyone's bringing out this season.
Fresh fades. Well, nice to catch up with you, coach, and give them hell this weekend against the Saints on Sunday. We'll be watching 140 bounce down our time, and good luck, mate, and we look forward to catching up with you throughout the 2023 season.
Good on you.
It's made the news.
Yeah.
Perth College.
Yeah, good morning, Perth College.
Perth College, lovely school. But they've released a song. It's called Heritage, and it's been created by the college's Old Girls Association, celebrating their 110-year anniversary.
110 years, quite a legacy.
Impressive. Yep. And so, you know, they've released this song, and it's encouraging girls to be strong and brave, you know, the messaging that they give their students when they're at the school, and that they'll always be part of the school's heritage and they'll never be alone. We've got your back, sister, is their message,
That's
right?
That's a great message.
And they've included Georgia from the block, you know, Roddy and Georgia.
So yes.
Because Georgia was a student there. And so this is Georgia singing at the start. This is a taste of the song that they've put out there, and it is accompanied with a video clip as well.
Even once you've left, this badge you won't forget, and our love will always stand with our head and heart in hand. 'Cause even once The girls of our past where the history's made. The girls of the future, they're paving the way. We're building young women to always be brave and strong.
Okay, all right, just
you get the vibe.
You get the vibe.
You get the vibe. It's a bunch of different women all chiming in and there's a big chorus. All the girls are there. Mm. Now, the messaging is gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
right? It's in a world, I feel, where we are shaped to be cynical
yeah.
and hateful
yep.
and the world is a bit bleak.
Yep.
I'm loving this messaging and I'm not going to be the kind of person who jumps on it and adds to the rubbish.
It's cringe. It's cringe.
Look, Pete...
Sorry. No, you know what?
Look,
you know,
by it, no, you're right. By its very nature, it's trying to be positive, but by its very nature, it is loaded with cheese. It's like a whole platter of the stuff.
Hey, it is a margarita pizza without the sauce and the base. I have to say also that I appreciate where this is coming from. And here's the thing, right? They've clearly hit the nail on the head because I did watch the video and go, you know what? As cringy as this is. God, that looks like a nice place to send my daughters.
Yeah. Like, right? I mean? Like, that's the thing. It's a bit cringe, but I feel like anything of this nature often is. But it was more that I'm like, I don't have a problem with the video or what it's about. I say, go girls, I'm all behind you.
Yeah.
Right? If anyone's picking on you today, those people can get stuffed.
Hello. Hi, thank you. But, I'll just go and get stuffed.
Get stuffed, Pete.
Right.
But I do feel that some of the participants in the video maybe didn't want to be there.
Oh, 100%.
It's got that vibe of like when your family own a business and they go, you're going to be in the ad.
Yeah.
And you're like, Dad, I don't want to be. You're going to be in the ad.
Like me and my brother when we were strong-armed into being in the Midland Military Market commercial.
Oh, were you?
Yes. So the Midland Military Market, because we had a seafood shop in there. And then like we were these two, you know, there was a couple of shots, one of us getting a haircut at the hairdresser, the other one getting a kebab from the ground. And then at the end it was like, in the Midland Military Markets. And then you'd see my brother pop up and he goes, if you went for me. And it's like,
oh no.
It makes an appearance every now and again.
It's sort of like, look, you're doing a shift at Bunnings and then the TV crew come in and they go, we need you to do the ad. And you're like, can someone else do? No, you need to do the ad. Want to hear from you if you've been forced to be a part of something like that.
Yep.
You know, where your work or your school or whatever have gone, no, you're all in this and you've had to do something a bit cheesy and you weren't really keen on it. God, I'm someone who was forced to sing in shopping centres as a kid.
Why?
Right?
Why?
All done cringe.
Hang on. You didn't mention this before. What shopping centre were you forced to sing
so
in?
So many shopping centres.
Why?
Because I was like part of a choir and part of it. That's what you do, right? We all have to do cringy stuff because you just get involved in it. Or you're at your workplace and they go, guys, we're going to film an ad today and you all have to look like you want to be in the ad. I get it. Sometimes you're just forced to do something and you don't want to be a part of it.
Was your dad there with his JVC recording it? Please tell me he was.
We didn't have a video recorder, but my parents have been to every single gig I've ever done.
That's great.
Comedy, music, performance, they were there.
Oh, that's so good. Kim in Highgate, good morning. What were you forced to be a part of?
So I was part of Scouts Australia as a kid.
Oh, yeah?
On a camp up north, introducing Scouts to the Indigenous population up there.
Cool.
Took some photos, and my face is now plastered on the side of, it's on all their marketing material. It's on the side of trailers. It's on the side of the posters of the Royal Show. It's on their leaflets.
Now, did you know that at the time, Kim? Were you like, I'm totally ready. I've got my hair and my makeup and my scout uniform looking the bomb. Or is this something you now regret?
I was not aware. no one looks good at 13, particularly not when you've been camping for a week.
Right.
Oh, you were 13. Are they still rolling it out?
I saw it a couple of years ago, yeah.
Has anybody recognised you?
Like, oh, you're 28.
Have you, 28. Oh, goodness.
You must have been good.
Have you been in the line for a Dagwood dog at the Royal Show, for example, and someone's gone, you're Scouts girl?
No. And there were a few of us in the photo. It wasn't just me. But, yeah, they sort of mashed up a few photos and did a nice little collage for everybody. But yeah, I didn't know about it at the time. I didn't find out until I was probably about 16 and one of my friends sent me a photo and was like, hey, look what I saw driving around Perth.
There would be so many, adults now who were kids at one point listening to this going, I was in this ad, they made me do this ad.
Mm-hmm.
And that ad would probably be still floating around now.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely,
there
100%.
There are still mums and dads who own businesses who will make their kids do the ads.
Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Just looking through a few more of these power outages at the moment.
Oh,
hey, see, we had our first proper power outage for the year yesterday across Perth.
And there was a lot of them.
Yeah, there's still 76 suburbs across Perth with power outages. And I'm just looking on the Western Power website.
Mm-hmm.
There's a handful where it's going to take some time because there's poles that need to be replaced, right? So like Mullaloo, South Lake, Bibra Lake, Kelmscott, Westminster, Byford. Jump on the Western Power website and check out power outages, if you're having a bit of trouble, you'll be able to see the updates there.
It seems like these poles aren't very resilient.
You reckon?
I mean, the rain was, I mean, it was a sprinkle. It wasn't even a splash.
It was a sprinkle, right?
It was a sprinkle.
One
and they're saying
bit.
If it's a little bit of light rain or misty, damp conditions yep. and a combination of dust and pollution builds up on the insulators and then everything just...
Yeah, it goes to
pear. Goes pear-shaped, yeah.
And then you get the evening we had yesterday evening,
mm-hmm.
where we had a pizza in the oven.
Fabulous.
It had just gone in. You got three kids who were screaming because they're hungry as.
Mm-hmm.
And the power goes out. And the best part about it, I mean, there's so many different parts to sort of, you know, pull out of this, because you and I are of the generation, as most people listening to this right now, where power outages were such a common thing when we were growing up.
Oh, they were so fun.
We had you'd have board games, you had your dolphin torch, you had a drawer dedicated to candles.
It's so cute that you had a dolphin torch. My dad got out the old school oil kerosene lamp.
Oh, we had one of those too.
And
I
lit one of those suckers up and we played games all night.
You'd hear the hiss.
And
you'd hear it reverberate through the suburbs as everybody across the street did the exact same thing.
I don't even know if that's safe now. Looking
kerosene
back,
lamps.
It seems like the kind of thing where they're probably going to say to us, oh, that was super toxic and you shouldn't have had it indoors.
Probably. Like a lot of things these days. Hey, the best part was walking out the front, because obviously you sort of, the lights go out and everybody goes, oh my God, the lights got out.
Is this where we're going to meet the neighbors?
Oh, wow. And then you do, you go, is it just us? You have that conversation. I wonder if it's just us. And then, yeah, we walked out the front. And as we're walking out the front, up and down the street, so is every other household. And we did legitimately meet new neighbours yesterday. So
that's
yesterday
cute.
Afternoon, as the sun's going down, because the skies had cleared, obviously, the rain was over, and there was about, I don't know, 6 or 7 houses worth of people that all congregated on one person's front yard, and we're all just having a chat.
That's just so
good.
And, you know, sometimes there's some people in that group that are looking just to see if everyone else has lost power.
Yeah.
Some of us are just scoping out whose house we can shower at.
Yeah.
Who's still got the goods of the hot water. Pete, Matt and Kimber, Mix 94.5.